It's Beamaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome in, Beamaz and Beamer on WBEN. We're here with you for the next hour or so. We were just talking about, I'm reading this article about what the, what it would take. Someone posed a theoretical question. If somebody were to buy, like, the entire NHL and the combined value of all the teams in the NHL would be about, what did I say, Joe? I already scrolled off the article.
$28 billion
with a B. And then I'm thinking, $28 billion is the Forbes valuation of all 32 combined. I'm thinking, why didn't Elon Musk just do that?
By the league.
Or just like one.
Or one team.
It seems like that would be the logical thing to do if you had that much money, would be to buy a sports team.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Even like a tiny one. It would be more fun to buy a tiny one. No, like a third division soccer team somewhere and just pour a bunch of money into it and make it. That's what actually all the oil Saudis do. Pour a bunch of money and make it like into a world champion.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun. But like, buying Twitter seems like the opposite of fun.
Yeah, to me that doesn't seem fun. Like everyone says, oh, if you had, Elon Musk is just doing what you would do if you had that much money.
No, he's doing the exact opposite of what I would do.
I would probably blast a car into space. That seems fun. But like I said, I'd love to have a sports team, go to the games, have the suite, right? The owner's suite.
He's doing that. And, I don't know how legit this is. I'm sure he has places somewhere, but he doesn't own a house anymore, allegedly.
See, Elon Musk and I have something in common.
he's literally the exact opposite of what I would do. I would have a cool house,
right,
with like a basketball court inside, like movie theater,
right. I'd like a tennis court as well.
The Richie Rich thing.
A McDonald's right in your house.
If you had that much money. Someone texting, one person not allowed to own more than one NFL team. We're talking about hockey, but this is all theoretical too.
Right.
You come along with enough money, you can do. I'm sure everyone would say, do whatever you want.
Yeah, we made a new rule.
Yeah, surprise. I would own a team and a huge house, and then, just give handouts to whoever asked for it with the rest of it, as long as I could do those two things. And Elon Musk is doing the exact opposite. He doesn't own a house and basically bought himself a new job.
That's
with
right.
His Twitter thing.
Yeah.
It's just more
literally.
Work.
Yeah, he's going to be a CEO.
Seems like what you don't want to do, right?
I'll say this, though. I wouldn't just hand it out. I learned all my budgeting from Blank Check, and I saw how quickly Preston Waters blew through the million.
An important movie to watch for any young...
If you're ever going to have a lot of money, you want to watch that for budgeting purposes. So I think I'd be very frugal with my money, but obviously... a professional sports team would have to be on the list of things that I would splurge with the money. And not even that much. If you had billions of dollars, you could buy the Coyotes and move them to a city that would actually support them.
I think the rocket stuff, like the blasting off into space, that is something that I feel like a lot of people would be interested in.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone would have the wherewithal or the know-how to do it. I mean, he is very smart in those respects. And, that's how he...
See, I'd have to pay more people now.
Money.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that would interest a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Sports team first, and then...
getting into space.
See, I don't know if I want to go into space, but...
I mean, you test it. He's testing. He hasn't gone.
Right.
He's testing it out on people first.
Yeah. He's doing exactly what I would do.
Yeah. In like 20 years, he'll go.
I'd put the car in space. That's cool. Everyone's going to talk about that.
Litter. You'd litter space?
NASA litter space all the time. What am I doing any differently? At least mine is entertaining.
But China just blew up that satellite.
Exactly.
And now they got junk flying all over the place. Thanks a lot.
You ever watch Roly Poly Oly? You know how much space junk is going on up there?
I have not, but you're watching...
when I was a kid.
Okay, that doesn't sound like an educational show, but apparently it is. I'll have to get my son on that. But hey, Beamaz and Beamer here on WBEN. 803-0930 is the number to join us this morning. 803-0930. You can also give us a text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Joe, I saw two things today. One, I was reading around. Somebody put out a podcast with someone who wrote a book all about attention and thinking deeply again. How to regain your focus.
Ooh.
That this author wrote is stolen from you. The book is called Stolen Focus. His argument is your attention span didn't just collapse. It was stolen from you, and how to get it back. The average American adult spends over 3 hours a day looking at their phone. The average teenager, about 7 hours.
A day?
Looking into your phone a day. That's a third of the day.
Right. That's a third day if you stayed up all 24 hours.
Yeah. But no, but here's the thing. You cannot discredit sleep.
No.
That's a third of your day, which a large part you have to pay attention to how much you're sleeping. And this out this morning from the New York Times, talking about adolescent mental health. And somehow around 2009, magically, it began to deteriorate. Well, what happened around 2009? It's a couple years after the iPhone comes out.
Right.
And all of a sudden, now we have the magic computers right in the palm of our hands. And you can do anything you want. And slowly over time, and then more rapidly, all of a sudden, everybody's feeling a lot worse. What's part of that? Well, you're not getting enough sleep.
I would agree with that.
Why? Well, in the case of a lot of teens, it's because of, and they use the term screen time. This is what Dr. Melissa Dennison, who's a pediatrician in Kentucky, had to say. They have too much screen time. It's not about any specific social media platform or app or TikTok or one thing in particular. It's everything combined on your phone that kids have too much screen time. She says they're not sleeping because you're on your phones all the time. She deals with a lot of adolescents who are unhappy, encourages people to take a walk outdoors, attend church. Why church? Well, you might see some people. Generally, you're not glued to your phone, we hope, while you're at
church.
Mass.
Yeah.
But it does all lead to this thing. Has the phone impacted the way you sleep? And if you don't think it's the phone, what else has? In general, it says that we are getting, and it's especially in teens, but this goes to the broader population.
Right.
People aren't getting as good enough sleep as you typically are. And why is that? Joe, I think at one time, before smartphones were, you know, the thing, the buzzword, it was the TV.
Yes.
In the bedroom. And that's the one thing everybody said. Be careful of the TV in the bedroom, whether it's your kid or whether it's yourself, that having the TV on, even if you're sleeping with the TV on, it might cause you to not get as good sleep. Do you have a TV in the bedroom?
I do, but I very rarely will watch TV when I am trying to go to sleep. I like to have either some soothing music on in the background or some talk or completely quiet, but it needs to be dark when I'm going to sleep. I used to fall asleep with the TV on, Brian, and it is because if you track it on something like a Fitbit, you track your sleep with the TV on against the TV off, you can tell you are getting less deep sleep. That is
really,
that is a Joe Beamer study that I ran. Less deep sleep when the TV was on. Same conditions, right? Same kind of setup, you know, going to bed when you have to get up. You could see the difference in time that you were awake that you don't remember being awake, and the deep sleep. I was not getting as much deep sleep with the TV on.
Do you ever have those times where you are asleep, the TV is on, and you have what's happening on the TV inside your dream?
Yes.
But not as if you're like, it's solely what's on the TV, but just that is like in the background of your dream.
Oh, I've had the noise from the TV incorporated.
Yes.
Yeah, into the dream.
Is that not the weirdest thing ever?
Very weird.
I will never forget. I don't remember a lot of my dreams. My wife and I talk about this a lot. She remembers her dreams. I know I dream, but I never remember them. But I do remember this one time, and I was probably had to be like 12 or 13, back when music TV used to play music on TV.
Oh, yes. I used to love those times.
VH1 used to have like the top 10 music video countdown show.
Wait, Video Hits 1 used to play music videos?
Yes. and I remember that, you know, sleeping and like having that, you know, all these songs I never would think would be in my dream. And then I woke up and the show was on, and before they go to number one, they do a recap of 10 through 2. And I'm like, wait a second. All of these songs were in the dream that I just had.
Wow.
How weird is that? But it makes sense, right? The TV in the bedroom. I only bring this up, Joe, because now is, in my house, it's TV in the bedroom season. We have a TV in the bedroom. It's mostly because I don't have anywhere else to put that TV right now. It's my traveling TV.
Okay.
I pick it up a lot. I'll put it, if we are having people over for a Bills game, I'll shove it below the TV, and that's where the Red Zone channel.
The Red Zone TV.
It moves around. If we're outside, tailgating, something like that, I'll throw it out there, and you'll have the pregame show on. It's so that TV
that
moves around.
It's not a bedroom TV. The bedroom is where the traveling TV rests.
Except now it's a bedroom TV, okay. Because when the playoffs are on, my wife watches TV in the bedroom.
Okay.
That's when hockey's on at night, which is generally around this time when there's the playoffs happening. That's when my wife says, all right, I'm putting the TV in the bedroom, plugging it in, and I'll watch if there's something I want to watch up there. So that's why it's happening right now. And it was noticeable to me last night. I'm thinking, I'm trying to go to bed. She's still watching whatever show. I think, oh, this can't be good. But then I go, well, the phone is in your hand all the time. How often do you stay there? You know it's time to go to bed.
Right.
You're kind of falling asleep. But then you're on your phone looking at nothing in particular.
No. Nothing that you can't just look at tomorrow or really could go your entire life without seeing.
Nothing that matters.
Yeah.
You're just kind of hitting the same beats. It's almost like a repetition. You swipe up. You hit this one. Okay, nothing going on there. Swipe out of that. You hit the next app. Nothing going on there. Swipe out of that. And you just hit these beats, right? And that's got to have a negative impact. If for nothing else, you're doing that and you're not sleeping.
You're not sleeping. And you can't just put the phone down and go right to sleep, right? You're not going to – you have to put the phone down, and then your body has to – at least I have to, you know, kind of – cool down, and then finally fall asleep. So you're just delaying everything. The one thing you can't delay is the time you have to get up. Well, most people can't delay the time they have to get up.
The addiction to your phone, has it impacted the way you sleep? If it has, I'd like to hear from you. 803-0930. If it hasn't, how do you avoid that from happening? And what's your secret to getting a good night's sleep? 803-0930. Have you ever done this, Joe? This is on our text board. Over-the-counter melatonin is definitely affected people's ability to sleep. That's what somebody's texting in. Instead of trying to naturally figure out what causes your sleep patterns to go the way they do, people are just taking melatonin, which eventually affects your natural production of melatonin. Now, that is coming in the text board. I don't know if that's the case, but I have assumed that that's the case my entire time, which is why I refuse to take that. It's like anything else. I just operate under, and I think it's a safe assumption, that if I'm taking this over and over again to fall asleep, that eventually your body is going to say, hey, wait, we don't need to make this anymore because it's being supplemented, so I'm just going to stop. And then you never really get on that same thing.
So I should stop taking the melatonin before going to bed?
Joe, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what I think.
All right, well... I'll stop taking tonight. I will not take melatonin going to bed.
If I've ever ran into this in working early in the morning, especially at the beginning, I mean, even now, who am I kidding? You need to find a way to fall asleep when you're not used to falling asleep, when you feel like you should be up because you're going to wake up way earlier. And in looking for something to help you, a sleep aid, I always made it, and I don't know if it works for sure. I think it did. But I would try and find things that don't have melatonin in them, but they're like all the building blocks, you know, hippie medicine, Joe.
Yes.
For melatonin to, you know, lead you on the way and make your body do the rest of the work.
Well, the reason I started taking the melatonin, I don't know if you've noticed this, Brian, my schedule's kind of been all over the place the last few months. So when you would get back on the AM schedule, and you know this after a vacation, when you get back on that AM schedule, that Sunday night, it is very difficult to just fall asleep when you haven't been going to sleep at 9:30.
The Sunday night's difficult regardless.
Yeah, right. So after a few months of getting up at 10 in the morning to do the 2 o'clock show, I needed some help. And the problem is I have not taken myself off of that help because, like you said, now you become dependent on it. Like, oh, this is going to put me right to sleep.
I wanted to do this with you, Joe, for a reason, because I don't know how you do it.
Uh-oh.
You are, so this is how I, and I don't sleep with you, just to make that clear, but this is how I understand from our conversations of how this has gone. You used to stay, you working this shift.
Yes.
Would stay up until regularly past 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Watching baseball games.
Right.
And I don't know, whatever else you did.
Yeah, it was usually during baseball season or even NHL playoffs, right? If the late game was good. I mean, there were times where I would go to bed at 1 and then come to work and then pass out at noon.
So you do that. And I, from what I'm gathering, you've gotten better. You go to bed a little bit earlier now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was Bachelor Joe Beamer, you know, right? Where my whole life depended around sports. Like, hey, the Mets are playing tonight. That is my night. Now it's, you know, if it gets past 9:30, if we're creeping on 10 o'clock, Joe, you got to get to bed. Yeah, come on. You know, you can watch the rest of this Mets game. That's why you have MLB.TV. You can watch it in the morning when you get to work. You need to go to bed.
But now you've worked 3 different types of shifts.
Yeah.
In the last, like, 4 weeks.
Right.
On an irregular basis. So how do you do it? How do you, well, you've told, you know, part
the
of
melatonin.
It. The melatonin part. Yeah. But how do you, on a night where you might have done, were on a completely different schedule, go to a totally new schedule and say, okay, I, you know, for instance, if you're at work until 6 or 7, I mean, you just need the cool down time from work. And then it's whatever else you might be doing.
Right.
On top of that, if you have to the next day be up to be at work at 4 or 5, I mean, that doesn't leave you a lot of time for sleep.
No, and I know, you know, everyone's different in what they can do and what their window is. For me, Brian, days like that where say, hey, you're doing the afternoon show today, tomorrow you're back at your 4 o'clock, I just concede that, all right, get through the morning shift because at noon I am taking a nap. I'm going to close my eyes until I wake up, right? I realize that day, the afternoon is lost in that day. I am going to use it to recover from the sleep that I know going in I'm not going to get.
I wonder if that works. I wonder if that works. I think the same things sometimes too. I like knowing going in. So like last night, I wanted to watch the hockey game, or at least part of it. I only had to watch a couple periods because the game was, you know, not that late.
Right.
But I took a nap yesterday in the afternoon, and I said, you know what? Hopefully I'll have time the next day to try and squeeze one in as well. Maybe I'll make up for the sleep. I don't know if you ever really do.
No, you know, Chris Johnson used to always, you know, he had the craziest sleep schedule because he would sleep for a few hours at night and then for a few hours in the afternoon and called that his 6 hours of sleep. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do where I'm doing half at night, half in the, I just don't think I'd ever be awake.
How many do you need? How many hours?
I need 5. I'd rather have 6, but if I have 5, I feel like I'm on. Like I feel today I am more alert at work than I was yesterday when I only got 4.
I think that's crazy. I would need, I can do 6. I feel like I need, if I am left to my devices to just sleep, I will do well over 10.
Oh, wow.
I'll do 10 for sure.
You know how I know 6 is my number? Because Saturday mornings when I have nothing, I can sleep all day. I'm usually up after 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but does that mean that that's all you need, or that's just your body waking yourself up?
My body's not letting me go back to sleep.
At all during the rest of the day until later on?
Usually on Saturdays, I don't need an afternoon nap. Again, 6 hours, I didn't go to bed at 9, right? But, you know, say I went to bed at 2 and woke up at 8, I usually am good with that 6 hours. I usually don't have to take a nap.
I think that's wild. I think that's wild.
But again, I think that number keeps on going up the older you get. Because if we had done this show 3 years ago, I would have told you I'm good with 4 hours of sleep.
See, now that's the opposite of what the doctors would say.
They say less as you go?
If I remember the chart correctly, I mean, you need the most amount of sleep when you're a teenager. I mean, there's a reason why they never get out of bed, right? You're a teenager, right. You never get out of bed. 10 to 12 hours, I mean, a long time. And then in your 20s, you still need like 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And then as you get older, right, that number will keep going down because you don't need as much sleep. That's at least according to the science book that I read the one time.
Do you ever need 10, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never regularly slept 10 hours.
At the end of a work week, working this shift in the morning where you don't get enough sleep at night, our Friday nights, we're usually in bed. I mean, 9, 10 o'clock, unless there's something going on, we're there. And you pray that our son doesn't wake up until 8 or so, because we'll use that entire time and dead asleep in bed the entire time, and you need it. I need it.
See, that's where I can tell you the naps, I think, work, because Fridays I make sure I get a 90-minute, 2-hour nap in, and I'm good to go. I stay up until the last baseball game if I'm watching. I stay up as late as I can on Fridays.
I don't know. How do you sleep? Does it work with you and your partner, whoever you share a house with? I mean, she has a more normal waking. She gets up early, not as early as me, but I know I'm not going to bed until she goes to bed, because if she's around, I don't even try to go in earlier. So what works and what doesn't for you? 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Back here on WBEN, BMAZ and Beamer here talking about sleep, because that's what I want to do. do you find yourself, when you talk about it, you just get a little more tired?
A little tired. I thought you were going to say you wanted to because since I've walked in the studio.
No, okay, no. Good, you bring the jolt of energy that I need to stay awake.
Jolt. But, that was a great drink back in the day.
You know, what works for you? 803-0930. You can give us a call. 803-0930. I can't believe on our text board, someone's saying I get an average of 3 or 4 hours a night right now. With the first baby, you used to get 5 or 6 hours. Tops, don't feel any different or more tired. Function just fine. Still only get 3 or 4 hours of sleep when you have a day off. I don't understand how people can operate.
So you didn't have that when you didn't have 3 or 4 hours of sleep nights when you first brought the baby home?
Yeah, you'd have some broken up nights of sleep.
Did you ever feel tired, or was it the adrenaline? Your son's here.
Tired. You're always tired.
Always tired? Okay.
Yeah, but
I was wondering if the adrenaline woke you up and you felt more awake because, hey, you know, we're doing this now. We got this. We got to take care of this. We got to be the adults.
Tired. You're like, ah, crap. that's what went through my head. Like, all right, you know, let's do this. Get you back asleep. We got lucky, our kids been sleeping through the night
very lucky.
Since I think we only had like 5 months or so any waking up, and then from then it's anytime you wake up, you know something's wrong. Like that's a sick wake up, and that's been ever since. And thank goodness, because I need my sleep. I am the type of person who needs my sleep.
When does that worry go away, though, right? That worry that I'm going to sleep through him calling me, I'm going to sleep through him waking up. Does that sometimes keep you up?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, overthinking. Like, right, sometimes I think, did I turn the oven off? I got to make sure. Or, this is one that, big with this shift, did I set all 10 alarms?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever think, do I have this set up that I'll hear him if he's calling?
No, I think about the alarm thing more than that. I think like after a week, you're pretty comfortable and like, all right, you know, everything's pretty good. Okay. Like we got this under control. The alarm thing still happens though, so I just make sure to double check everything. And if I am the type of person that like to lock the door or, you know, leave something on, I will just, as soon as it pops into my head, I just get up and go check, because I know I'll be sitting there thinking about it, and eventually you'll end up going and checking. So I just do it right away so I can get right back in bed.
That's what I love about the automatic locks in my apartment, because I don't have to go, did I turn the top lock? It's an automatic lock. As soon as the door closes, you're locked in. Love that.
You're ready to go?
That's one less stress in the back of my head. How many devices do you set an alarm on?
Just one. Just the phone.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, if it doesn't ring, it doesn't ring.
I set the phone, I set my watch.
That's wild.
I set the Alexa in the bedroom and the Alexa in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
The hope is that my watch wakes me up and that none of those other devices go off so that I don't wake my wife up.
Now you're just like, you're playing like Hurt Locker with alarm clocks throughout your entire apartment, just going through one by one, you know, disconnecting these devices.
My watch goes off.
Is that what wakes you up in the morning, though? You know, walking around, making sure you hit every alarm?
Well, that's what I do. As soon as my alarm goes off at 3:45 on my watch, I get up, I walk to the other side of the apartment, and then on my phone, so I don't have to say, Alexa, turn off alarm, I can just turn them all off through my phone, and then we're all set.
I have my one. I have, you know, two alarms set in case one doesn't go off or something like that. I make sure the sound is on and everything, and that'll be enough to wake me up.
Yeah.
And then I'll get up. I don't like the fact that I sleep with the phone right next to the bed, but you have to. What am I going to do, get an alarm clock? Alarm clocks have failed on me more than the phone has.
Yes.
In the past.
My phone's only failed on me once.
Mine's done more than once, but it has a better track record than any alarm clock I've ever had.
My phone failed me when I was doing overnights at KB when they didn't have automation for their overnight show. And I was supposed to be here at 1 and I didn't wake up till 2:30. That's the only time. And it wasn't even this phone.
And what happened?
Well, the late Tom Conley saved me by running the spots until I got here.
Look at that. You had a little bit of help. But I set my one alarm. I'm good to go. I try to not have a lot of distraction. The thing I like about setting my phone alarm is, so I have the phone alarm and I set it on the charger. It's the wireless charger, right? And it, you know, plop right there. And the thing I like about that is that it forces you to, okay, I walk in the bedroom, I set that alarm, it goes on the charger, and then that's it.
You're not going to mess with that phone.
I'm not going to touch the phone. The alarm is set. We're doing it. And that is, I mean, that's the thing where I think you end up getting in trouble is when you pick up the phone when you're in bed and you start scrolling or looking at something else. And no, I like to, when I walk in the room, that thing goes down. And if I can help it, lights are off and it's just, you're done.
You don't like any noise at night, like any music, any podcast?
You got like Enya playing in the background at night?
I actually have spa music playing at night.
Really?
Yeah. It's very soothing, dude.
I know it's soothing. I just
you say, you know, Alexa, play spa instrumentals. Yeah, do 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 do.
That's amazing. My wife has a sound machine of just like white noise. It sounds like a fan is on.
Yeah.
In the summer, the fan is actually on.
Right.
And I could do with or without it. It doesn't bother me one way or another. But I wouldn't think to put the Enya on before.
I'm telling you, dude, it really, it's very soothing. Because I used to fall asleep to just podcasts, right? I would just throw a podcast on, fall asleep to it, and set the timer on my phone. And now it's the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It's the, and, you know, the holiday times, it's the holiday spa music. It's very soothing.
The best is you can get it all, whether it's the podcast or the spa music in the Odyssey app.
That, of course.
That's,
well, of course.
You don't need anything
There's
else.
A smooth jazz station on an HD2 in New York that we also check out. One other thing, and I hate when this happens. I completely...
Well, we were talking before the break about how you deal with it with your wife. And for me, it's just we go to bed at the same time because I can't. And I've done it before. And there are nights where I'm tired enough where it just might work. But to me, it's just no use trying to go to bed before her because I know I'll always wake up when she gets in. That's no fault of her own. She can be as quiet as possible. She gets in, and it's the same with me getting up in the morning. I'm sure I wake her up just about every time. But if I'm going to bed, we go at the same time because it's just not going to work any other way.
Yeah. So for me, if the Mets are playing, right, I'm out in the with the big TV because it's the Mets, and my wife will watch her DVR shows or, you know, reality stuff in the bedroom. And if she's still watching that when I want to go to sleep, I'll just turn the TV off and sleep on the couch.
I see. That's amazing to me.
I actually, our couch is very comfortable. I could sleep there every night.
I don't think I could.
When I was ill last week, I slept on the couch. It was fine. Very comfortable.
Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? You're supposed to be locked in the room, and then the rest of the space is just...
Yeah, it's not how it worked out.
I would never think to... If I'm... So, like, the other night, for example. You know, I'm sitting up, I'm watching the game, and it goes late. Third period ends, and I think it was, you know, game one, like a week ago. And my wife went to bed a little bit early, and by the time I went up there, it was, you know, it was almost 10 o'clock at that point.
For you, that's late.
It is very late. And of course, you know, she was at bed, but I'm not going to stay on the couch just because I was up a little bit later. I mean, I still need, that's where the charger is. That's where, you know, everything is. That's, you have your morning routine. So I know when I'm half asleep after the alarm wakes up or wakes me up, I know the path that I'm walking
right
to get to the bathroom to start to wake up.
Oh, yeah. If she was already asleep, I'd walk in and yeah, I'd go to sleep there. It's if she's still awake. I get very frustrated if I want to go to sleep and can't. I'm a child. Like, I have to go to bed now.
I think that's everybody, though.
So, like, if I see that TV light on there, I know. I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but mentally, this is going to be a problem, right? And I don't want to say, hey, you know, can you wait to watch the rest of The Real Housewives till tomorrow? I'm going to let her enjoy her show. I can sleep just fine on this couch.
That's not, like, taken as an insult. Like, if I was in bed watching something and my wife just, like, didn't come to bed, she slept on the couch, I would be like, what did I do here? You know, what's going on? Something is, like, seriously.
Oh. No, I think she knows. Like, I don't want to interrupt your shows. I don't want my sleep interrupted. You know, good night. I'm going to bed.
All right. It's probably a pretty healthy way to deal with that, yeah, instead of doing the other way around. I probably, like you, I definitely get when I'm very tired. You can tell if we're out somewhere and I just stop talking at all. Not that I'm like a blabbermouth to begin with, but I'm just like, you know, sitting there quiet. My wife knows, like, all right, we got to get him home. He's had enough for the day. He's done talking. Or I will get, you know, pretty cranky at some point. And my wife loves to do this before bed. And, you know, it's a long day. Been up since very early in the morning. You may or may not have had a nap in between, but then, you know, it's bedtime. We're going to bed at the same time. Like last week, our toilet stopped working correctly. There's something weird with that, I guess. I still have to figure it out. But she's, you know, all, you know, about to take the back of the tank off, and I just walk away. I'm like, I'm not doing this right now. It is 9 o'clock, and it's time to go to bed. Yeah. I'm not fixing a toilet at 9 o'clock. If you did this after we put our son to bed, okay, you know, you got me here. We'll do whatever. But I'm not doing this at 9 o'clock. Or does it ever happen to you? You know, you go into bed, and then it's, you know, you want to start to have a conversation about something that, like, you need to focus on. That's my wife does that a lot. I'm just like, this is 4 hours ago. This is a 4 hour ago conversation. This is not a right now.
I've literally said, you can text me that in the morning. Because whatever you tell me now, it's not going to get processed, and you're not going to get a fair response from me. See, it takes you more to get upset. For me, it's, are you going to turn the light off? Well, I'm already in bed. I have to be up 2 hours before you. You can turn the light off.
Oh, you know what? But you can play that card.
Right.
When you get up very early, you're allowed to play the card.
Yeah. And while you're up, turn the fan on. Thank you.
For us, it's the last person in. Last person in bed, if you didn't turn the light off.
Well, you know, sometimes, you gotta turn it off. Sometimes I forget, right? And I walk by it, and it's like, I did it because I was tired. So just, you know, help me out. Turn the light off.
Well, that's that simple.
We need a clapper or the Alexa plug.
They still make those?
I think the Alexa plug took over, but I'm sure you could find at a Goodwill the clapper.
Joe, by the way, I am just, how are you wearing that hoodie right now? I'm going to pass out.
How I'm wearing this hoodie?
Yes.
I'll tell you why I'm wearing this hoodie.
It went from like 50 to 90.
You know why I'm wearing this hoodie. I'm wearing this hoodie because none of my t-shirts fit me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I mean, it's going to be a Joe Beamer summer in hoodies.
You got to get out there and start. Oh, you do run. You're working out all the time.
Yes, but that's how much weight I've put on. I have lost 12 pounds in 3 weeks. Unfortunately, I need to lose a little more than 12 pounds, Brian.
You do that empty stomach cardio. What do you eat during the day here?
Well, I have my cauliflower rice and chicken. That's all measured out.
Oh, yeah, you're eating whole meals.
And then an apple. And then after work, I'll go work out. And then I'll have the exact same meal for lunch.
Oh, see, that's I wish I could have that discipline back.
I you know what? You know what got that discipline back? I have this suit that I want to wear later in the summer. And I told myself I'm going to wear that suit.
By hook or by crook. Split right. Pants or none.
That suit only fits me when I'm under 180 pounds. I am not under 180 pounds.
Try, and this is my, again, I'm giving you a double doctor advice from now to doctor. Eat the same amount of food, but don't have the one at work. Just eat double after your workout.
But here's the thing. You know how we talked about focus because of sleep? I have a problem focusing if I'm starving. And since I have my last meal at 6 the night before, I have to have my meal at 8 o'clock before going on the air, or I'll be even more worthless on the show.
I was going to say, or you'll lose focus? What's I can't imagine that. On our text board, someone's saying, my wife and I play soft music to sleep as well.
There it is.
I've never really...
It's a game changer.
It shouldn't surprise me that people do that, but I don't know. It just seems weird to have. Now, to me, that music is meant for the spa, and, you know, you have the nice soothing thing. I just never pictured in my head people actually putting that on before bed. Well,
and if you don't go to sleep till 10 o'clock, you know it will put you to bed instantly. Our American Stories, and it airs right here at 10 o'clock.
But the thing with the music is, don't you, like, recognize the patterns? And, you know, you start to know the songs, and then you're just kind of humming along with it, right?
I have never heard a song on the spa playlist that I recognize.
But you just, I mean, there's patterns in music. Like, you don't catch yourself staying awake, just kind of do-do-do-do-do-do.
No.
I would do that all the time.
Because the stuff after the show, I'll play you what I'm talking, but it goes, do-do-do-ba. It's something that I think it's made for that purpose because it's supposed to be, it's something you can't really follow along.
Well, that would make sense. I mentioned my wife is a sound machine. There are some that I've thrown out because I will like detect the pattern in like the white noise or whatever it is, where it's just like a very subtle thing that as soon as I notice it, I turn it off and I say, this is going to drive me insane. And, you know, I probably look like an insane person in the thing. I'll open up the window and throw it out.
You know, you say you like the fan, right? Another noise that I love falling asleep to is the sound of the humidifier with the water bubbling up.
I know. You've got a whole thing. You've got a whole thing. And yet, despite all this, you got the music, you got the bubbles. You have your whole, you can just go on the couch.
Right.
So you really don't need any of that stuff.
No. I mean, I enjoy it, but that is going to bed when you're not already falling asleep. When I fall asleep on the couch, that is, the game's over. There's a glow of the TV in that room. I'm not going in there because I want to fall asleep. So I don't need something to keep me awake. So I'm just going to sleep here on the couch. That is, my eyes are heavy. I'm going to bed.
Do you go and do you have books by your bed, read to fall asleep?
I have Jerry Seinfeld's Is This Something.
So you do, but do you read to fall asleep ever?
No. Do I read?
Well,
to fall asleep. I'm going to read Taffer's new book, but I did not read to fall asleep.
I feel like that's the more, because instead of, right, watching something, staring at the screen all the time, giving your eyes a little bit of a break with an actual page on a book, even though you are kind of still doing something, you might not feel like you're ready to go to sleep. that will do the trick for you sometimes.
Yeah, but usually the Mets go right up to 10 o'clock, and I just want to go right to sleep.
I know. Well, we'll be back here. Hopefully we didn't put you to sleep. B-Maz and Beamer coming your way again tomorrow on WBEN.